Cameron, downtown. Pardon me, madam. Would you tell our audience what would you do if the saucer were to land?
Get back in the air!
Thank you. And now the thin gentleman there.
What I'm gonna do is hard to tell.
The gentleman with the guitar. What would you do, sir?
We'll just take a walk down the street.
Thank you. I return you now.
Orson Welles and the Merchant of Venice in The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells.
Outer space recording Earth.
I've just been handed a bulletin. The flying saucer has just landed. We switch you again downtown.
Here we are again. We have with us Professor Sir Cedric Fentingmole of the British Institute. The professor is approaching a saucer to see if there's possibly any sign of life.
We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man's. Yet as mortal as his own. We know now that as human beings busied themselves about their various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied, perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. With infinite complacence, people went to and fro over the earth about their little affairs, serene in the assurance of their dominion over this small, spinning fragment of solar driftwood, which by chance or design, man has inherited out of the dark mystery of time and space. Yet across an immense ethereal gulf, minds that are dwarf minds, powers that are the beasts in the jungle, intellects vast, cool, and unsympathetic, regarded this earth with envious eyes.
Oh,
Martinet in Brooklyn, where Bobby Millett and his orchestra are offering a program of dance music.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Carl Phillips again, out at the Wilmot Farm, Grover's Mill, New Jersey. Professor Pearson and myself made the 11 miles in Princeton in 10 minutes. Well, I hardly know where to begin. Paint for you a word picture of a strange scene before my eyes, but something out of a modern Arabian night. Well, I just got here. I hadn't had a chance to look around yet. I guess that's it. Yes, I guess that's the thing directly in front of me, half buried in a vast pit. Must have struck with terrific force. The ground is covered with splinters of a tree. It must have struck on its way down. But I can see the object itself doesn't look very much like a meteor. At least not the meteors I've seen. It looks more like a huge cylinder. Has a diameter of, what would you say, Professor Pearson?
Professor?
What would you say, what's the diameter of this?
About 30 yards.
About 30 yards. The metal on the sheath is, well, I've never seen anything like it. The color is sort of yellowish-white. It's curious. Spectators now are pressing close to the object in spite of the efforts of the police to keep them back. Getting in front of my line of vision. Would you mind standing one side, please, while the police are pushing the crowd back? Here's Mr. Wilmot, owner of the farm here. He may have some interesting facts to add. Mr. Wilmot, would you please tell the radio audience as much as you remember of this rather unusual visitor that stopped in your backyard? Step closer, please. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Wilmot.
My position in the radio.
Closer and louder, please.
Pardon?
Louder, please.
Yes. I was listening to the radio and kind of drowsy. That professor fellow was talking about Mars, so I was half dozing, half...
Yes, Mr. Wilmot, and then what happened?
Well, as I was saying, I was listening to the radio, kind of halfway.
Yes, Mr. Wilmot, and then you saw something.
Not for a talk. I heard something.
And what did you hear?
You know, it'll take time to restore chaos.
Die for oil.
A hissing sound like this. Kind of like a 4th of July rocket.
Yes, then what?
I turned my head out the window and would have sworn I was dreaming.
Yes?
I seen a kind of greenish streak and then zingo. Something smacked the ground, knocked me clear out of my chair.
Well, were you frightened, Mr. Wilmot?
Well, I ain't quite sure. I reckon I was kind of riled.
Well, thank you, Mr. Wilmot. Thank you very much.
Yes. You want me to
tell that's quite all right. That's plenty. Ladies and gentlemen, you've just heard Mr. Wilmot, owner of the farm, where this thing has fallen. I wish I could convey the atmosphere, the background of this fantastic scene. Hundreds of cars are parked in the field in back of it, and the police are trying to rope off the roadway leading into the farm, but it's no use. They're breaking right through. Car's headlights throw an enormous spotlight on the pit where the objects are buried. Now, some of the more daring souls now are venturing near the edge. And they're sitting like stand out against the metal sheet. One man watches such a thing, he's having an argument with a policeman. Now, the policeman wins. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there's something I haven't mentioned in all this excitement, but it's becoming more distinct. Perhaps you've caught it already on your radio. Listen, please. Do you hear it? The curious humming sound from the seems to come from inside the object.
Professor,
move the microphone nearer. Here. Now, we're not more than 25 feet away. Can you hear it now? Professor Pearson?
Yes, sir.
Can you tell us the meaning of that scraping noise inside the thing?
Possibly the unequal cooling of its surface.
I say, do you still think it's a meteor, Professor?
What? Metal casing is definitely extraterrestrial. Not found on this Earth. Friction with the Earth's atmosphere usually tears holes in a meteorite. This thing is frozen. See, it's flint.
Just a minute. Something's happening. Ladies and gentlemen, this is terrific. This end of the thing is beginning to flake off.
The worship of Pentagon technology.
I've fallen almost in love with the F-18 Super Hornet because it's quite a versatile plane.
I got to tell you, my favorite aircraft, the A-10 Warthog. I love the Warthogs.
This morning around 4 a.m. local time, the first three took off. And when you're 300 feet away from them when they do it, you hear it in your shoes and feel it in your gut.
The Pentagon's
beginning to rotate like a screw in the... thing must be hollow.
Daisy cutters and, right. You know, let's not just stop at a couple of cruise missiles.
The only biggest, baddest U.S. bomb.
We'll pound them with 2,000-pound bombs and then go
2,000-pound bombs in urban hills?
Oh, sure.
And I'm holding in my hand here the F-117 stealth fighter that was used in these attacks.
I've ever
witnessed
this,
damn it.
Wait a minute. Someone's calling someone or something. I can see turning out of that black hole two luminous disks. The eyes, it might be a face, might be almost of heavens. Something wriggling out of the shadow like a gray snake. Now it's another one and another one and another one. They look like tentacles to me.
Yo, stacking chips, cracking whips, backing this son of a bitch. Punish you if you're coming to get some of my chips. I summon a blitz, running the streets, tongue in cheek, pummeling beats, tunneling freaks. Feel me black, I really rap, conceal the trap, I deal the pack. Going gone, growing long, loading arms, throwing bombs. I find the answers, design the chapters of someone who knows. I run the show. Working it, exerting it, you're it, now fully immersed in it. Working it, murking it, make sure you get what you work from it. Working it, exerting it, you're it, now fully immersed in it. Working it, murking it, make sure you get what you work from it. I stake the claim, I break the chains, but show no shame, cause I know the game. Fools know I'm sane, but got a loaded brain, so I leave the soldier stained when I flow some game. I told main. Throw them on rotary exchange, exposing the change. I know when the fame, when my motive is anger. I'm holding those same words, unload them on paper. Niggas loaded to vapor, promoting the caper. You soaking a Laker, hatred. I take it back to basics, I lace my kicks. I always knew that I would make it stick. I'm at ease, so far from intermediate. I can see the clip, I make beats and rip. Must freak the shit, out of geeky bitch. Let them meet the strip, I'm completely hip. Now I want y'all to groove move your feet to this. Working it. Exerting it, you're it, now fully immersed in it. Working it, murking it, make sure you get what you work from it. Working it, exerting it, you're it, now fully immersed in it. Working it, murking it, make sure you get what you work from it. This is how I take it, dish it out, then take it. That ain't about no paper, it's about my patience. I don't twiddle my thumbs, I know how to make it. Jump off, I don't promote the tough talk. I do what I do, I win and you lose, trying to put in your two. I don't listen to fools, misconstrue the truth and all logic. You think you all that, but I think nada, yo. I link farther back to plus starters and parkers and troop jackets. Niggas will shoot at ya, I'm a real dude. So I feel you, show you an ill view. Always build new structures to touch ya. I pump substance, always up to something, but no. Working it, exerting it, you're it, now fully immersed in it. Working it, working it, make sure you get what you work from it. Working it, exerting it, you're it, now now fully immersed in it. Working it, murking it. Make sure you get what you want from it. Working it, exerting it. You're it now fully immersed in it. Working it, murking it. Make sure you get what you want from it. Working it, exerting it. You're it now fully immersed in it. I said you're fully immersed in it.
In 103.5 WCOM LP Chapel Hill Carborough. I'm Furious George. They're in the background as murking it off of the new Deltron album. And we also started the hour off, the Furious George hour, that is, with the new cut off Odd Nosdem's newest album came out last week. And we'll also be playing some stuff from Beck's new album. And also to complement all that, some of that weird old stuff that I like to play. We started off the hour with clips from the original Orson Welles, War of the Worlds.
Oh, yeah, I can see the thing's body now. It's large. Large as a bear.
Large as a bear. I'm Furious George. It's about 10:15. We do this every Thursday, including letting you know that the show may be offensive to some of you. If you are offended, just go ahead and turn off. If not, check it out online. www.communityradio.coop is our station. But more importantly, or at least equally informative, is the Furious George Show info at furiousg.blogspot.com. where you'll find the whole history of the Furiousness and other things we like to put up there, including these shows. So I'll get back to it so we have something to listen to. In the meantime, look, this is micro-powered, volunteer-driven, community-based radio. I'm Furious. This is WCOM. We'll be back.
Like wet leather, but that taste, ladies and gentlemen, it's indescribable. I can hardly force myself to keep looking at it. It's so awful. The eyes are black and they gleam like a serpent. The mouth is a kind of V shape. Those saliva dripping from its rimless lips that seem to, oh, those quivers pulsate, and the monster or whatever it is can hardly move. It seems weighed down by possibly gravity or something. The thing rising up now and the cloud falls back. It seems funny that, of course, it's not very serious, ladies and gentlemen. I can't find words. And, well, I put pull this microphone with me as I talk. I'll have to stop the description so I can take a new position. Hold on, will you please? I'll be right back in a minute.
We are bringing you an eyewitness account of what's happening on the Wilmoth Farm, Grover's Mill, New Jersey. Now return you to Carl Phillips at Grover's Mill.
Ladies and gentlemen, my aunt. Ladies and gentlemen, here I am, back at the stone wall that joins this Wilmoth garden. From here, I get a sweep of the whole thing. I'll give you every detail as long as I can talk and as long as I can see. There's more state police have arrived. They're drawing up a cordon in front of the pit. About 30 of them. No need to push the crowd back now. They're willing to keep their distance. The captain's conferring with someone, can't quite see who. Oh, yes, I believe it's Professor Pearson. Yes, it is. Now they've parted, and the professor moves around one side, studying the object while the captain and two policemen advance with something in their hands. I can see it now. It's a white handkerchief tied to a pole. Flag of truce. Those creatures know what that means.
We're gonna do a song that you never heard before.
The torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans.
Lesson three.
Say what you want about America, land of the free, home of the brave. We got some dumbass motherfuckers floating around this country. Dumbass motherfuckers, you know? Yeah. Now, obviously, that doesn't include this audience.
It is an ideal.
Intelligent and perceptive, but the rest of them, holy jumping fucking shitballs. Dumber than a second coat of paint. And this ain't just ranting and raving. This ain't just blowing off steam. I got a little evidence to support my claim. It just seems to me, that only a really low IQ population could have taken this beautiful continent, this magnificent American landscape that we inherited. Well, actually, we stole it from the Mexicans and the Indians, but hey, it was nice when we stole it. It looked pretty good. It was pristine. Paradise. Have you seen it lately? Have you taken a good look at it lately? It's fucking embarrassing.
I know a dark, secluded place. A place where no one knows your face. A glass of wine, a fast embrace. It's called Hernando's Hideaway. Olé.
Only a nation of unenlightened half-wits could have taken this beautiful place and turned it into what it is today, a shopping mall. A big fucking shopping mall. You know that? That's all you got. That's all you've got here, folks. Mile after mile of mall after mall. Many, many malls. Major malls and mini malls. They put the mini malls in between the major malls. And in between the mini malls, they put the mini marts. And in between the mini marts, you got the car lots, gas stations, muffler shops, laundromats, cheap hotels, fast food joints, strip clubs, and dirty bookstores. America the Beautiful. One big transcontinental commercial cesspool. And how do the people feel about all this? How do the people feel about living in a coast-to-coast shopping mall? Well, they think it's just fucking dandy. They think it is cool as can be, because Americans love the mall. They love the mall. That's where they get to satisfy their two most prominent addictions at the same time. Shopping and eating. Millions of semi-conscious Americans day after day shuffling through the malls, shopping and eating, especially eating. Americans love to eat. They are fatally attracted to the slow death of fast food. Hot dogs, corn dogs, triple bacon cheeseburgers, deep fried butter dipped in pork fat and cheese whiz, mayonnaise soaked barbecued mozzarella patty melts. Americans will eat anything, anything. If you were selling sauteed raccoons' assholes on a stick, Americans would buy them and eat them. Especially if you dipped them in butter and put a little salsa on them. And don't forget the mayonnaise and peanut butter. This country is big time, pig time. Forget the bald eagle. You know what the national emblem of this country ought to be? A big bowl of macaroni and cheese. A big bowl, because everything in this country is king size. King size, extra large, and super jumbo. Especially the fucking people. Have you seen some of the people in this country? Have you taken a good look at some of these big, fat motherfuckers walking around? Big, fat motherfuckers. Oh, my God. Huge piles of redundant protoplasms lumbering through the malls like a fleet of interstate buses. The people in this country are immense. Massive bellies, monstrous thighs, and big, fat fucking asses. And if you stand there for a minute and you look at one of them, you begin to wonder, how does this woman take a shit? How does she shit? And even more frightening, how does she wipe her ass? Can she even locate her asshole? She must require assistance. Are paramedics trained in this field?
You see,
is her clueless fucking husband, Joe Sixpack.
Now we come to the payoff.
Do these people fuck? Is this man actually capable of fucking this woman? It doesn't seem structurally possible. And in the summertime, from fat people in short pants. They all got short pants, big bellies, fat thighs, and dumb kids. Short pants, big bellies, fat thighs, and dumb kids. Every one of them got two dumbass kids with them. And the whole family is wearing t-shirts, and every one of them's got the same t-shirt. I'm with stupid. Apparently in this country, the stupids are an extended family. Everyone in the family's got on a backpack. They got a backpack strapped to their back so they can carry around lots of stupid shit. And the reason they got to carry their stupid shit strapped to their backs is because their hands must remain free at all times to hold food. And to get that food up to the mouth where it gets shoveled in with all the rest of the disgusting shit they ate that day. And another reason for the backpacks is these people are going to buy even more stupid shit. They ain't got enough stupid shit at home. They just had a stupid shit sale. They ain't got to buy more. They're going to go out in the parking lot and stuff this stuff into the big, fat, ugly, oversized SUV that's got plenty of room in it. Plenty of room in it for stupid shit and lots of room left over for these big, fat, ugly motherfuckers to get them home. Stopping, of course, for jelly roll and fried dough. These people are efficient, professional, compulsive consumers. That's their civic duty. Consumption. This is the new national pastime. Fuck these fools. It's consumption. The only true, lasting American value that's left. Buying things. Buying things. People spending money they don't have on things they don't need. Money they don't have on things they don't need. So they can max out their credit cards and spend the rest of their lives paying 18% interest on something that costs $12.50. And they didn't like it when they got it home anyway. Not too bright, folks. Not too fucking bright. But if you talk to one of them about this, if you isolate one of them, you sit them down rationally and you talk to them about the low IQs and the dumb behavior and the bad decisions, right away they start talking about education. That's the big answer to everything. Education. They said we need more money for education. We need more books, more teachers.
Can I get an eye? That's what I'm saying. That's my fans out there, you know what I mean? It's good to be on your show. Thanks for having me on, no doubt. I like that welcome right there. Back then, it was all good. We should just chill in the park, make up rhymes or whatever, or make fun of each other. I like that welcome right there. It's when people don't recognize and they disrespect, that's where the problem lies. You do your thing, I do my thing. Represent, alright? And I feel like it was up to me to deal with issues. So I just started rhyming about stay off drugs, stay in school, people gotta organize, rebuild their community and whatnot. But to be honest with you, that wasn't selling. And I ain't on front, I have bills to pay. People don't wanna listen to that anyhow. They don't wanna listen to stay in school, stay on drugs or whatever, whatever, whatever. People wanna listen to nonsense, nonsense. What I'ma do, y'all? I did this one video, but by the end of the video, I had killed like 750 people. It was fake, don't get me wrong, it was fake.
They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. You know something? They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting fucked by a system that threw them overboard 30 fucking years ago.
I'm
me. Actually, I ain't gonna lie. I'm a
they don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shittier jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this fucking place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. Nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich cocksuckers who don't give a fuck about them. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you at all, at all, at all. Nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on, the fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue dick that's being jammed up their assholes every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
I want to win all the money.
and large enslaved.
Every dollar we spend must serve the interest in a new kind of war. A new kind of war that is unrelated, unwise, and unnecessary. One thing is for certain, we are winning a new kind of war.
And the politics of joy.
Everybody's doing it. It's incredible.
A new man has to be born. An American.
Power.
Before the dream of independence can take shape.
Americans are, by and large, enslaved.
With power.
My fellow Americans.
Evil, evil, evil men. And we are winning in a new kind of war.
What kind of people we want to be.
Americans are, by and large, enslaved.
With
money, money.
Revolution can occur.
The future is threatened.
As soon as you speak outside the boundaries, as soon as you say things that are different than what the establishment is telling you to say, what the newspapers, what the media, what everybody, including leading intellectuals, are telling you to say, you know, as soon as you do that, the question of your patriotism arises. And Mark Twain said about patriotism, and about loyalty, because people asked him, why aren't you loyal? He said, my kind of loyalty was loyalty to one's country, not to its institutions or its office holders. The country is the real thing, the substantial thing, the eternal thing. It is the thing to watch over and care for and be loyal to. Its institutions are extraneous. There it's mere clothing, and clothing can wear out, become ragged. Cease to be comfortable. Cease to protect the body from winter, disease, and death. To be loyal to rags. To shout for rags. To worship rags. To die for rags. That is a loyalty of unreason. This is important because in the present discussion, boundaries have been set. Lines have been drawn. And people who go outside those boundaries and dare to criticize official policy are called unpatriotic, you know, and disloyal. When they say that, when they accuse dissenters of that, they have forgotten the meaning of loyalty and the meaning of patriotism. Patriotism does not mean support for your government. Patriotism means support for your country, as Mark Twain said. Or as Emma Goldman said, well, roughly around the same time, Emma Goldman, the feminist anarchist, said, she gave a lecture on patriotism, and she said, I love the country, but I don't love the government. And to criticize the government when you think the government is wrong is the highest act of patriotism. And when somebody accuses you, I don't know if you will all face that situation, but if somebody accuses you of not being patriotic because you don't go along with whatever the government is doing, I think you ought to remind them about the Declaration of Independence. And that according to the Declaration of Independence, and everybody praises the Declaration of Independence when it's hung up on a classroom wall but not when people read it and understand that. During the Vietnam War, a soldier was disciplined for putting up the Declaration of Independence on his barracks wall. Of independence is that governments are artificial creations. They're set up by people, by the people of the country. Governments are set up by the people of the country to achieve certain things, certain objectives, the equality of all people in their right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So yeah, governments are artificial creations set up for those purposes, and when a government becomes destructive of those ends, as the Declaration said, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it.
What you want.
Right.
armed with explosives. I'm going to take their lives and all.
We're going to what? Hang on, Joe.
Die, infidels!
Well, well, well. Well, well.
Team, head back to base for debriefing and cocktails.
This is breaking news with Peter Jennings. Team America has once again pissed off the
serious, but that
say what you want about Americans. You can call them smart, dumb, ignorant, innocent, naive, gullible, easily led, whatever you want.
You're going to have to deal with them.
You're going to have to deal with them because you're in the television business now. You got the all-suicide channel on cable TV. You need these people as viewers. You need people looking in. You got to worry about your ratings. You're going to have to be thinking about sweeps months. Most folks know what sweeps months are. Now, those are the more important sweeps ratings months of the year. When they put on all their biggest attractions and their hottest stars, try and pump the ratings up a little bit, get the local stations to adjust their advertising rates, you're going to have to compete with the mentality of network television. And I think on an all-suicide channel during sweeps months, you're going to have to go with mass suicides. We're going to have to be thinking about 24-hour day programs. So to make this work, we need organization. We need a system.
Thank you.
these creatures of war shatter themselves, fighting a fire with your hands. Now my journey takes me further south. I wanna hear what the blind men sing, with the fossils and the gypsy bones. And beside myself, so I'm not.
If I pass you my spliff, I beg you don't wet it.
Your sticky weed, don't see it, look frozen. That's the good, clean, high kind of golden. Yeah, blessed is the weed that we're token.
I then be bleeding.
Good feed we needing, we breathing. We up on the high screen.
WCOMLP Chapel Hill Carborough. I'm furious. This has been the craziness hour. We've had all kinds of different stuff. Team America. Heck yeah. And what else? Start off the hour, some new Ad Nauseam. And off of this week's release from the new Beck, you just heard there, song from that one, Modern Guilt. And I'll continue to bring you some new stuff as well as spin in some old school hip hop beat sounds. Things that you might not know the actual album, but you probably heard the clip for sure. In the meantime, listen, this is micro-powered community-based radio. We do this every Thursday, and I appreciate you doing that, just listening and being here for our community-based station. I'll be back next week. Until then, I'm furious. Thanks for listening.
agenda. Literally, it's 30:30, man. I ain't got time to be wasting time on slow pucks. I want y'all to get open like the ocean. Brothers be bugging like he from Oakland. What, I whoop you, insinuating we ain't capable. Stupid ass niggas is gonna rape a hoe. A few out of thousands, my town is founding fathers of the Black Panthers. We provide answers. You don't wanna believe in y'all some blind bastards. They got you set up real good, generalizing. Industry's rising while energy's declining. Niggas think I'm whining. Really, I don't give a shit, cause everybody's dying, but y'all think that's the end of it. That's why it's so easy to be a Benedict or imitate, cause they wouldn't teach you algebra when you was 8. Now you 48 and you hate children. Forgot where you came from, now you're straight illin'. Don't fight the feeling, you better deal with it.
People have the memory lost. They trying to get open over. People have the memory lost. They trying to get over. People have the memory lost. They trying to get over.
You try to get over, you're gonna go under.
Trying to get over, I'ma go for mine.
Hey, it don't matter what you do or say. Try to get away, but I'ma catch ya. Wanna compare yourselves to them? Well, guess what, homeboy, you don't match up. I'm my own individual, so I know it isn't true just because you say it is. Cause anything that's true got proof that ain't you. It's simply just the way it is. Sing.
Looking up, the sky is red.
Wow.
City's burning over.
Blame on, baby. Some real shit, so real brothers feel this, cause we know reality is crazy. That's why nothing amazed me. Look in the past, you might have to go farther than the book in your class. My niggas cooking some crack and moms get the first hit. That's okay with you, that's okay with me. I'm not here to judge the way you be. I got my own complications. The government shoot us rations. Plantations is man labor for $5 for hourly intervals. I get a G for that. So believe what I spit to you is giving back. Don't think I'm living that dream when the IRS repossess most of your cream. It's like I dream when I die. I wake up, see all the people I disrespected and tried to make up. It's praise to the creator, relate to nature.
People have the memory lost. They been trying to get over. Trying to get over. People have the memory lost. They go trying to get over.
Visit Normal's website at www.normal.com.